sitting there absolutely paralyzed. In the morning, I was getting shit from Toe. In the evening, I was getting shit from the South Vietnamese. I had no freedom of movement. I had to sort of wait to see. Toe would make a concession in the morning, make another condition in the afternoon. With this, we were going up and down, up and down. We were on a roller coaster with him. The other guys were just sneering at us. This way, we get Haig out there to slap you around.
Letter in very soon, because I decided I may write it handwritten.
Even better.
I'm going to write it handwritten, and it's going to be one page, about 50 words, and it's going to be the roughest, coolest letter.
But we sent a scorcher to him yesterday from you saying that if he knocks the props out from under us with a ceasefire, then we will have no choice but to separate totally from him. So he's already pulled back from that. It's only 24 hours now.
All right. You got the message. Go. Son, Brown, all I can do is message.
That's the way to put it. to oversee that department.
You know, he maybe, I was not kidding, he must go to Mass. I want him at that Mass every Sunday. He used to go to that Mass. Tell him that it would be good to have the representative of the UN singing in St. Patrick's as often as possible. And I want very close contact with Cardinal Cook. And he should go call him Cardinal Cook and tell him that Cardinal Cook has traveled much in the world. And the President wanted him to know.
I
tarnished, pleased, or pleased to get a scoop.
Well, yeah, but he was kind of stunned, and he was right on deadline, and I said, now get on that and find a phone jack.
You have to find that jack.
It's a phone.
It doesn't exactly flow automatically.
He's a good guy, though.
Well, of course. And it's true, supposed to. And he knows what we're doing, but of course, he we're getting around them. We're trying to get it to the Post.
Newsweek is doing a special story on Jack Horner.
I did.
Starter called me and asked me when Newsweek said, are you really doing? I said, listen, the Washington Post is the Washington Post. It's one of many newspapers in this country. I'm not going to discuss the relationship that we have with one media, with another media, just like Bill Cook with the Newsweek. I wouldn't talk to the Post about our relationship with you, whatever that may be.
Because Horner got that
letter. Oh, he said, why did Horner get the interview? Because he asked. He said, he's been covering you for a long time at the White House. And he's a fine reporter. The Washington Star's a fine newspaper. We have requests all the time. Bill, sometimes we grant them, sometimes we don't. He said, well, I guess we bounced around on this one. And I said, yeah, we probably.
Who is this?
Bill Cook from Newsweek is doing this piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, well, the president hasn't given any interviews like this before. I said, the hell he has, and over the last 4 years, he's given many.
You remember the ones I gave you, Salzberger?
Salzberger, and I said, I referred to that.
Newspaper man.
I said, as a matter of fact, Phil, magazines and interviews, see the president on interviews? Sure, this is not the first one. It's one of many. But this is one we ran out of this time. I said, why don't you send a request in, Bill, and we'll consider it. Won't guarantee what we'll do with it. So he got the message. Got the word. Teddy White said yesterday the Post is a little bit worried about us. He had the night before had a conversation with Graham, Captain Graham. I think we're gearing up to battle. I said, oh, Teddy, I said, no one's walking around the White House worrying about the Washington Post. I said, we've got, quite frankly, just enough to think about, enough to do without talking about any either reconciliation or non-reconciliation with the Post. The Post is the Post, I said. We're not concerned about it, but he said, well, what if Catherine Graham or someone came to have lunch? I said, listen.
Have lunch?
Yeah, no, you know, he was saying, what if they made, I said, Ted, well, the fact of the matter is, our position really in relation to the Post is one of complacency. We don't have time to fool around with this type of thing. They report the news, and I'm sure they don't want to take their time to fool around.
Why don't you put it this way? If we realize they're against us, but we're not against
them. That's the point, Dr.
That's the line. They're against us. We're perfectly relaxed about it, but we're not against
them. As Teddy said, he said, well, you know, as you move into the second term, it's important to get the best coverage. I said, Teddy, look. I said, there are an awful lot of newspapers in this country, and we're not going to get them anyway. I said, 4 years, we've been through 4 years, we're not going to get them anyway. I said, why should we waste our time?
Yeah.
I said, we are not sitting around.
What did he say?
He's just kind of, he said, I'm not an intermediary here.
Put it, to Teddy is so totally zeroed in on New York, and it just killed him. Just make the point that the kind of media we're concerned about are the ones that reach people, like the New York Daily News. And the New York Times, then we carry New York over a million rolls now.
The Daily News is getting coverage.
We are.
Anyway,
let's get it.
Okay.
And incidentally, John, if I run now, cover Bill and
I'm going to.
And George Bush, please. I've covered both of them. Just confirm you now, John.
Don't we do it tomorrow?
That we're announcing it tomorrow.
That old girl out here.
She's here. sure the same.
I was there.
There was there.
Sure there is.
See, he's trying to justify.
But he sees it through a whole different set of lenses than you do.
He's trying to say, well, I was clear, they just let us and they slid off. They did this.
You don't say that. You don't need to say that.
You gained nothing from saying.
What do you gain?
I've said it. It's done now. It's the way I handle a press conference. I'm training these people. I do it in a more subtle way. And Henry's always thinking of himself being a battle. But we got his new company. He's up now. Bond again. No peace. Give me those four. Cleared away so that I can give these people some guidance other than sitting around.
Strong working with them as well as across
No, he's out of the Navy. David is back from the Navy. He's out.
What?
David is back from the Navy. That's about last year. Yeah. I worked in the fact that some of which bombing or doing so forth. I knock off this handshake or anything. Go out to the hospital and say, I'm sorry, I crashed. One thing we've got to consider. Just have him and say, I've been there for, no.
through till Saturday night, we're all right.
Paddle above the wall about scouting the machines and then on it. It's terrible.
I wonder why she says. That's funny, because he's a type to shit out like that.
Somebody's poisoned.
Is it your thought still to go out for the line and save rather than the funeral service?
Go to the service.
Go to the funeral service? The line and save might not be bad because there is a ceremony there. It's a very brief one. But they move the body from the thing to the where he's lying in state at the library, I guess. And there's they say a prayer and there's a little bit of, you know, ceremonial stuff. And it will be covered on television. So it might not be a bad
thing. If I could find an excuse for avoiding the service, I'd rather, because I have to be there with all the Truman people, many of whom are violent anti-Nixon people. And that I would prefer not to do. I prefer to be there with my own, but I can't do it unless I've got one hell of an excuse. What do you think?
Let's just wait and see. We'll have a few days to decide if we don't need it. You gotta look, he may not die for a month, so. You know, Eisenhower, if you remember how many times we had airplanes set up to fly back for his death. Went on for months.
At least Henry, you know, I've got him around to Rogers and Larry Preston, since they're all on board. Rogers, since you've got no other choice.
I don't think you're going to find Rogers. I think he's, I may be guessing wrong. He may be just storming it up for something, but I think
he doesn't want to go out.
That's it. Under cloud. He's finally doing what he should have started doing 4 years ago. He should have started playing our game, and then he could have come through looking great.
But now he is playing our game.
He seems to be. Unless I'm misreading it.
But you know, I wasn't my guess right in your remark. If you came in and said he won't take it, now my normal reaction would be, all right, get somebody else. But I knew there was something wrong there.
Oh, I never said, I wasn't arguing to give it up. I was just saying, Rogers, before it was, he shouldn't take it. Just we have to work at it.
Take it in a minute.
I'm not arguing to give it up. But Martin may have played it that way on purpose because he didn't want to. So that doesn't say
you want to be asked for the president.
Sure.
Any questions?
Which we want to be.
We want more. Now, earlier, let me say, when I mention all these people that are Raven and the rest, I don't include him. I think he's one of our better properties. And I put that at a very high level due to the fact that he's got brains, he looks good, he's honest, and he's mean, tough, and ruthless as hell. Underneath all of that nice thing, and yet he likes people. He's got a crazy, bad, an interesting combination.
He really does.
He even likes kids. Talks to them. Ehrlichman's a remarkable fellow. So he's fine, but there are others that are, well, frankly, plenty. Is frankly a square peg in a round hole, and I've told you for 4 years that he's got to get in the hell out. Whitaker isn't a strong enough personality. He's been here, he's been very nice, he's done a good job, so forth and so on, but Whitaker is not a fellow that's pulled a hell of a lot of balls. He should leave. I'm glad that he gave Walker the part of service right now. Whitaker, Walker's got more balls, he's younger, he's bigger. That's kind of what we like. What about these young guys? Young, 25 to 35, goddamn it. Some of these are too goddamn old as this is. And I know the problem is that the people that contribute are more and more, his friends are all older than God. Not all.
No, I totally disagree, but it's a question of definition. You're saying one thing, and I don't think that's what you're meaning, really, because you say we don't have control of it. That is what we do have. Now, whether what we've got control of is what we want control of, and whether we know what we want to do with what we've got control of is something else.
And then I completely agree on the thing that we don't have the people to present the key committee chairman, like a Holly Field, and whoever is the Republican, I don't know who is on our side. And we check the things, whole thing over. Now, there are a few pothole things involved here. There's a special problem with Russell Long. There's a special problem with Wilbur Mills. I have to handle those somewhat separately, but bring them in. There is sometimes, even a George Mason I got to see separately. Not always, although George, but what I was thinking, if you could think this over, because I've got, I'm going to do all the Christmas stuff over the next 2 or 3 days and try to get away on the 19th or a week off going to Florida. I'd like to have a meeting with you, just you and me alone, and maybe if you could sort of, you and I could chat as to what is the best way to do it. Now, I am not suggesting that as a result of this, we have sort of a situation where it's all permanent honeymoon and the rest. I know there are going to be battles on this and that and the other thing, and we understand that. But I am suggesting that there are some areas where, perhaps a considerable number of areas, where we can and should just work together. Let's take energy. Scoop Jackson came in to see me. He had taken a trip abroad. And I hope he has a chance to talk to you at some point. He hasn't. He gave me an excellent report. He'd been in the Mideast and the rest. He's terribly concerned about the energy crisis and the rest. Now, energy is something that cuts across party lines. It cuts across the executive lines. We've got to get the congressman in the act. In fact, it cuts across so many executive lines. It's the one area that I can't buck off to any one of the White House, at any one of the departments, and we've got to keep it out of the White House. But I just talked to John Erickson after I talked to Scoop, and I said, look, maybe we can work out a situation where the House or Timmons, who has very great sagacity on this sort of thing. In my, he was fighting. When I talked to him a week ago at Camp David, he came in at the usual schemes and so forth, and I said, not the usual schemes, and said, he said, look, we just can't go forward with the fact that the president sitting in the White House each week meets with the Republican leadership. What's he doing? He's meeting with the minority. What the hell can the minority accomplish without the majority? You see? And so, what I am not suggesting that each week we substitute for that a bipartisan question, but I am suggesting that we pick certain areas where we work together and try to work them out. You see what I mean? And if you could give it some thought, now understand, my thinking is not nailed down. I don't know quite how to work it, and I realize that the personalities, that there are various people, as not the ones I mentioned, and others, where you've got to just do them one-on-one. But on the other hand, perhaps we can work some things out that could be very cooperative. All right. Then let me say, if you, on your own, I mean, if you, I don't mean on your own, but you're at liberty to, if you would like, discuss it with the Bob or anybody would like to see what we can come up with. The one thing I would say is this, try to discuss it in a way that we don't get it in the press, because then I'm going to have to answer very cold letter if you go ahead and say, what the hell are you doing here? You didn't ask us. See, because I'm keeping this very close to the hill. I haven't gone into it in detail with you, except to tell you that there were going to be more bipartisan meetings than there have been previously, and less partisan meetings. So he understands it. See? Well, he understands. Okay. All right. Fine. About the second, I think, is a conscience gets in the third. Fine. Yeah, we, of course, oh, I should. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yeah, you like him, don't you? Well, Tom has understanding, totally understanding this whole deal. And frankly, if you would, be very helpful if you would bring him in and sit him down and tell him how you think it ought to work. And you could talk him in total confidence. The only other time we might see each other, of course, as you know, could be the Truman thing. If that develops, we will have to, you know, we'll go down, of course.
presentation. That I can be more effective with the Whittier types and all that than any of you.
Well, there is something for Whittier.
That's right.
We've got to do something.
That's right.
Or the library.
That's right. But the trustees will all be here at inaugural time, and they said, let's have a trustees meeting in Washington when they're all there, and let me make the pitch, and let's get that thing settled. And then he said, I'd like to do the traveling around, shaking hands with people, lining up some of the donors, and getting things, you know, getting it rolling. So he wants to do it. He wants to be based in Washington. Work out of there, but that'll work fine. I think he's got a leaky there.
It's a big country.